Hi, welcome or welcome back to Faith Talks. My name is Deborah. I'm your host for this podcast, and I'm a faith-based content creator. I make content sharing all about my journey with God to encourage you, to strengthen you on your journey with Him. So that's exactly what Faith Talks is all about. So for these Faith Talks episodes, I usually prepare ahead of time. I gather the scriptures, I pray over it. It's something that I do beforehand, but today, the Holy Spirit said, this needs to be recorded now. The Lord has something to say, and that really goes in hand with what we're going to be speaking about. And that is that I want to tell you that the longer that you sit on a God-given idea, the more space and time you give the enemy to talk you out of it. The longer you wait, the longer you entertain the thoughts of the enemy that will come when there's an idea that the Lord has placed on your heart. The enemy doesn't want you to move towards God's kingdom. Anything for the kingdom is something against the kingdom of darkness. So the enemy will place these thoughts in our head of, you can't do this, you're not qualified, don't step out, like, who do you think you are? All these thoughts. And the longer you entertain them, the more likely you are not to start what the Lord wants you to start. This is something that's been coming up in conversations recently. I, this morning, came across a podcast called GIMCD. GIMCD, which stands for God is my creative director. I'm going to link the podcast down below because the name says it all. Like, it's something we need to hear. God is our creative director in what He calls us to do. So please check out that podcast. But I only watched the first bit of an episode because they were just speaking about this, about how long they were sitting on the idea to start this podcast and the thoughts that they had about starting, about how they're not eloquent enough in speech to do this, how they're not qualified, like, are you sure you can do this? All these thoughts. And that reminded me of a conversation I had a few days ago with someone who has this amazing online ministry, mainly on TikTok, really speaking into the lives of the younger generation, encouraging them to pick up their word, explaining scripture, like, absolutely incredible. He's so anointed. It's a young man. He's so anointed. And he was just reaching out to me to ask advice on how to start on YouTube, because he's really been feeling led by the Lord to start on YouTube, to start longer form content, to share more about the word. And he was telling me how long he's been sitting on this idea and the thoughts that he's been having, very similar to these girls of, you can't do this. Why do you think somebody's gonna be interested in this? All these thoughts. And he was like, how did you combat these thoughts? And that got me thinking about how, yes, I had some of these thoughts. I did, of, why do you think you're gonna have something to speak about? Why do you think people are going to want to listen to you? But I didn't have them to the extent that it kept me in this waiting season for so long, because I pretty much just started. I didn't really think about it too much. I just started. And that's the thing. That's the biggest difference between him reaching out with this struggle, this fight that he was having, and the way that I was able to start on YouTube with what the Lord is allowing me to do on here. I just started. When people ask me, how did you start? What about the equipment? What about this? What about that? I just started. And that's the thing that I want to tell you. The longer you sit on a God-given idea, the more time and space you give the enemy to talk you out of it. I didn't give him that space and time because it's like you put your mind to zero. I was like, all right, I'm just going to grab my phone. I was starting on my phone. I was filming on my phone. I didn't have the right equipment. I didn't really have all the biblical knowledge that I maybe could have had because I was still on that journey, but I just started. I think in our day and age, the Lord is desperately looking for people who will just start. And that reminded me of Isaiah 6, verse 8. And it's Isaiah having this vision, basically. And in verse 8, it says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go out for us? And I said, here am I, send me. Just that, here I am, send me. He needs people who want to start, who are willing to start. All these things that we desire before we start, this standard of perfection, I want things to be perfect first before I step out and do something for the kingdom of God. That's an amazing thought to have, but I think that the enemy is using this against us completely, this thing of wanting things to be perfect. Because I understand that for the kingdom of God, of course, you want to represent the Lord well. You want to put out a certain standard. You want to put out certain quality. But when we look at how God works, when we look at Jesus, nothing about how God gave us redemption says perfection. Nothing. Jesus being born in a manger because there was no space anywhere else. That's not a perfect setup. Looking at his life, all of it, none of it was perfect. So that shows that it's because of the imperfection that God's perfection is shown. If we don't have the right equipment, if we don't have the right knowledge, then we are not able to take credit for what we're doing. The least credit we can take, the more credit goes to God. If we had all the equipment, if we had all the right knowledge and we knew how to do things in our own strength, then where does that leave space for God to move in ways that are beyond us and beyond other people? Something that the Lord teaches us through the Bible is that perfection is just a posture of the heart. When you want to do things for the kingdom of God and that's your sole motive, then the Lord will provide everything else. It doesn't have to be perfect for you to start. And the key to what I'm saying here in this phrase of the longer you sit on a God-given idea, the more time and space you give the enemy to talk you out of it. The key right there is a God-given idea. I'm talking about the ideas that the Lord places on your heart, not the things that you think you should go out and do in your own strength. And how do you know the difference? Well, where's your relationship with the Lord? Are you in the Word on the daily? Are you walking with Jesus like he's your best friend? Do you hear his voice like his sheep? Do you recognize his voice? Because when you're lukewarm, I used to be like this, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between a God-given idea, your own idea, and something from the enemy. It's all going to mix up because you're not spending that time with your Father. You're not close enough to God's chest to hear what he's whispering, to hear what he's saying. So that's the thing. What's a God-given idea? How do I know? What's your relationship with Jesus like? Listen, when you fall in love with Jesus, you will come to love the things that he loves. You will come to hate the things that he hates, because you know the things that he hates them because they hurt him, because they hurt his children. When you get that love for the Lord, you're not going to want to go out and do things that don't have God's stamp of approval on it. Does that make sense? The more you walk with him, the more your desires line up with his desires. So these ideas that you get to start these podcasts and these businesses that glorify the kingdom of God, of course, he wants you to go out and do those things. Do them. Why are we sitting on them, letting the enemy talk us out of it? In John 14, verse 13 to 14, it says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." The Lord says, anything you ask for in my name, it's already yours. Like, I will give you all things freely. Paul says, I will put the scripture up on the screen because I don't remember exactly where it is, but he says that if God already gave us freely his one and only Son, whom he loves more than anything else in this world, then why do we think that things that are less than would be something that he would want to withhold from us? Like, God has already given us the biggest gift, the most precious thing to his heart. Everything else is just, it's less than. These things that we pray for, marriage, the career, a partner, like whatever it is, us thinking that God would withhold it from us is us kind of saying that the Lord would place this higher in value than he places Jesus. No way. He wants to give us everything freely. When you look at the things that you're praying for through the lens of the cross, it all makes so much more sense, because the things that we pray for are either one of two things. They are either the things that Jesus went on the cross for to set us free. I died on the cross so my daughter could run free in pursuing this thing, in doing this without shame and condemnation, in doing this well, I'm with her. One, that's one. Or the thing that we're praying for is the reason that Jesus got nailed on the cross in the first place. Jesus had to die on the cross for our sins, for our pride, for us setting up things as idols above him. These are the reasons that Jesus had to die on the cross. The things that we're praying for is either something that he died for so we could be free, or it's these things, these prideful, these idolizing things that he had to die for in the first place. It's one of the two. Honestly, ask yourself, did Jesus die on the cross for me to do this thing and do it well? Or did Jesus have to die on the cross because of this thing? Does that make sense? I really hope that that comes across in the right way. There are so many amazing things that we could pray for. A partner, for example, to be married. Hey, that's a God-given desire right there. But the Lord knows what we're going to do with it. If you're going to turn your partner into an idol, place it above the Lord, and he's never going to see you again, then that thing that you're praying for, that beautiful thing of marriage, of a partner, now turns into the reason why Jesus had to go on the cross, idolizing something above the Lord. So no, he can't give you that yet if it's going to turn into an idol. Like, why would God give us the things that nailed Jesus on the cross? Same with a business or finances. As soon as we start to idolize these things and grow in love for these things above the Lord, then all of a sudden they're the thing that nailed Jesus on the cross. So the Lord's not able to give you that yet. He knows what we're going to do with things that he gives us prematurely when we're not ready. So again, when you see the things that you pray for through this lens, you start to pray differently. Instead of, like, the Lord wants to give you this thing already anyway. He wants to give you the business. He wants to give you the spouse. He's already given his one and only son. Like, these things are just, are less than already anyway. So of course he would give them to you. But then your prayer starts to change. Okay, Lord, clearly I'm in a waiting season for this thing. So will you reveal to me what it is that I need to work on to receive this? What do I need to work on to keep you first, to not have this thing knock you off the throne of my life? A God-given idea is something that advances God's kingdom. It's something that brings other people closer to him. It's something that allows God to work through you in a certain industry. This is the way that God shows to us that he is real, by starting a YouTube channel like this one, not being qualified, not having the equipment, but reaching 100,000 subscribers in a year. Are you kidding me? I could have never done that in my own strength. This is how the Lord shows to us that he is real. It's through things like this. It's through us starting, raising our hand, Lord, I'll do it. I'm not qualified. It's not perfect, but that's exactly why you get to do what you do best. God does not work with perfection. He is perfect. It's his perfection shown through our imperfection. Don't give the enemy that time and space. Just start. Work on that creativity. Place the Lord first. Pray about keeping him first. It's a daily thing. We are so receptive and so quickly to lean into pride, to lean into these things, because we start to be like, ooh, this is going well for us. I did that. No, humble yourself. Continuously pray for that, for a humble heart. Continuously pray that the Lord will do his work through you, and watch. You will be successful in this thing. And even if you start the podcast speaking about Jesus and it does not go where you thought it would go, then there was something in this that God will use in another season. You being consistent, you showing up, you learning how to use the tech. Nothing goes to waste. God has such a intricate and intentional plan. Our Lord doesn't do things just to do it. When you're in close relationship with the Lord, you're not all of a sudden gonna have a desire to start a strip club. Or if that is a desire, then hey, maybe you need to check where your relationship with the Lord is. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't give you desires that completely go against what his word says. You can trust that the desires that are placed on your heart are part of his plan for you. Bring them before the Lord in prayer. Of course, bring them before the Lord in prayer. Expect him to answer, but don't stay too long when you already know this is something that could advance God's kingdom. This is something that can bless many people. Go and do it. Go and do it and trust the Lord that he will do his thing through you. So yeah, that's just what I wanted to tell you today. If you have that question of like, how did you deal with these doubts and with these thoughts? I didn't. It's a fight I didn't even enter because I started straight away. Don't even enter the fight. Start with the Lord. Like that name of that podcast, the Lord is our creative director. He is the CEO of our company. He's the CEO of our YouTube channels, of our fashion businesses, of our hair business, whatever it is. Like, the Lord is our CEO. As long as you keep him in that seat, I am confident that you will see the Lord's hand on what you're doing and that you will see it prosper and flourish. How do I know that? Because I am the living testimony. I praise the Lord that I get to be this. I praise the Lord. Like, honestly, guys, my life could have looked so different right now, But the fact that the Lord allowed me to be a part of what he's doing, what else can I say except for thank you, Jesus? I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve to partner with the Lord, but I'm so grateful that he's allowing me to do this. We're just stewards of what the Lord has given us. We're just stewards. I'll be your steward. I'll be your keeper. But you have to do the work. I need to rely on the Lord daily because I'm not qualified, because I'm not perfect in myself. So please know that if the Lord did it for me, oh my goodness, he's so able and willing to do it for you also. Again, I'm just a testimony. I'm just an example. I'm so excited. I just want to tell you, just start. In Jesus' name, may you do what the Lord has called you to do and do it well, not through your own strength, but through the strength of the Holy Spirit, of the one, the God that we serve, that is running through you. The same Spirit, the same power that is within you is the power that raised Jesus from the dead. I pray that you will see that power manifest in what you do for the Lord's kingdom. I pray that in Jesus' mighty name. So yeah, I just pray that you were able to take something away from this, that this has stirred up your faith to just get started. The Lord is with you. Draw near to him. That's the main thing. Don't step out and do things in your own accord. Build that relationship with the Lord and watch what he will do in your life. So thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. It's such a blessing to have you here as always. I pray that you will have a blessed week coming up, and I'll be back again next week for another Faith Talks episode.